Chapter 5, Your Voice is the Draft. Welcome back. If you've been following along, we just walked through finding your framework in Chapter 4, those signature stories, your unique structure, the milestones that make your message yours. And now we get to the part that changes everything. In Chapter 5, Your Voice is the Draft. And I'm telling you, this is where the magic happens. This is where we flip the script on what it means to write a book. You know what? I need you to take a deep breath with me here, because if you've been carrying around any anxiety about sitting down and staring at a blank page, if you've been telling yourself, I'm not a writer, or I don't know how to start, you know, that writer's block, I'm about to give you permission to let all of that go. Here's the truth. You don't have to write your book. You've already spoken it. Let that sink in for a second. Why spoken content is a gold mine. Let's start with the big question. Why is spoken content such a gold mine? Well, think about it. When was the last time you had a conversation with a friend, a client, even yourself, like I'm doing right now, and the words just flowed? You weren't worried about grammar. You weren't stuck on sentence structure. You were just talking. You were sharing. You were teaching. You were storytelling. Perhaps you were even podcasting. That's your natural voice. And that natural voice, it's gold. And here's what I see all the time. Experts, coaches, podcasters, speakers, brilliant people with life-changing wisdom, they get completely frozen sometimes when it comes to writing. It takes a lot of time. But they can speak for an hour without any notes. And they can answer questions on the fly. They can just tell you what they know. They can even inspire a room full of people. But then put them in front of a Word document or give them pen and paper, and they may struggle. I know I did, and that's why I built a tool. And here's why that happens. Writing and speaking use different parts of your brain. When you write, you're often in editor mode before you even finish a sentence. You're second-guessing your word choices. You're restructuring paragraphs. You're worrying about how it sounds. But when you speak, well, you're in flow. You're connected to your message, your emotion, your truth. Now, what if I told you that all of those hours you've already spent speaking, whether it be in a podcast interview, on a stage, in a coaching session, maybe on a Zoom call, even in voice memos to yourself, what if all of that could become the foundation of your next book? Not just notes for your book, not just inspiration for your book, but the actual draft of your book. That's what we're talking about today. Let me give you an example. I worked with a podcaster named Adrienne, brilliant woman. She runs a show called No Prep Needed. It's a live show. And she had 16 amazing interviews with entrepreneurs and leaders, real conversations, unscripted, raw. Some were brave, some were bold, and others were simply brilliant. And she kept thinking, I would love to turn these into a book someday. But that one day kept getting pushed back because the thought of transcribing 16 hours of audio, then copy-pasting it, editing it, restructuring it, and then writing it, overwhelming, doesn't even begin to cover how she felt. Then she discovered that her voice, those same recorded conversations, could become the book. and not someday, not after months of writing, but in a matter of hours. And the result? Unscripted brilliance, brave, bold, brilliant. A real book. It's on Amazon with 16 chapters, each one featuring a different guest, each one maintaining their authentic voice and their expertise. And she didn't write a word. She spoke that book into existence from those very same conversations that came out of that podcast. Well, this book, actually, is another proof of concept. I am talking into a recording. I'm actually using my voice notes to record. And I'm collaborating. This is a co-authored book, and we're both recording our parts of that table of contents that she prepared. And here's what makes spoken content so powerful for a book. First, it's already structured around storytelling. When you speak, you naturally include examples, like I did just now, or perhaps even an anecdote, or I can tell you about a different case study. You don't just list facts, you're weaving them into narratives. Second, it captures your personality, especially when they're candid talks. It can also capture your humor, your passion, your quirks, the things that make people want to work with you specifically. And that doesn't always translate when you're trying to sound professional, you know, in writing. And third, it's faster, so much faster. I can speak about 150 words per minute, but I can type maybe 40. And that's almost four times the speed. And that's not even counting the time that you're spending staring at the screen or staring at that paper trying to figure out what to say next. And fourth, this is a really big one. Spoken content is conversational. And conversational content doesn't sound like a textbook. And people that are listening right now, you know, you want to sound like, you want to feel like you're sitting right across from me, maybe even having a cup of coffee, sharing your story, your wisdom, your process. So your voice is already your best asset. And if you have recordings, if you have podcast episodes, if you have lectures that you've done, or if you have life stories, like I've interviewed my grandma, all of these audio files can be repurposed, they can be transformed, and they can be turned into a professional book. So I know you're thinking, okay, I get it, my voice is valuable, but what exactly can I use? So let me be more specific and walk you through the different types of audio content that can become your book. Because chances are, you've already got some, you're already sitting on some of this material, maybe even more than what you realize. And I can tell you firsthand, some of the people that are reaching out to me are like, Sheila, I have over 300 episodes on my podcast. I'm like, well, that's an encyclopedia at this point. So podcast episodes, to me, is an obvious one. If you're a podcaster, you are literally creating a book chapter every single time you upload an episode. And every episode is a moment, a teaching moment, a story, it's a framework, it's a piece of your expertise. And here's where the beauty comes in. With Pod2Book AI, you can take your podcast RSS feed. You know, that's the link that distributes your show. It syndicates it. It sends it out to Apple Podcasts, to Spotify, Podbeam, wherever it is that you host, all of those platforms. And you paste that. And that's it. The software will automatically pull all of your episodes. And then you get to choose the ones that you want to convert into chapters. And you click Generate Book. And that's where the magic happens. It will transcribe them. And each episode will become a chapter. And in about 2 to 3 hours, you will have a manuscript, which is the rough draft to the book. It is the foundation to writing the book. Now, you might be thinking, but my podcast episodes are all over the place. How do I even organize them into a coherent book? And that's a great question. So when I get asked that question, I'll give them ideas. You have an option to organize them chronologically, right? You can take your episodes in order and show the evolution of your thinking or your business or your message. And this works beautifully for shows that either document a transformation or a timeline. Another option is to group them by themes. You can pull the different episodes that relate to one particular theme. For example, if you're a coach, you may have 5 episodes about mindset. You may have 6 about marketing and 4 about systems. Boom, that's your book structure right there. Another option is if you have a process or a framework like a 5-step method or a 7-pillar system, or in my case, I did a book with 10 practices to maintain momentum so that you can build your business and thrive. So you pull those episodes that correspond to each step. Each step, each pillar becomes a chapter. Another option is to compile interviews like Adrienne did. If you interview guests, each interview can become its own chapter. So you become the curator of wisdom, not just the sole author. In her case, since her book is called Unscripted Brilliance, Brave, Bold, and Brilliant, she picked 15 of her most listened to episodes that were either brave, bold, or brilliant. And it went so well, she then created a second book. And the second book, she's taking the episodes where the guests were matched through Podmatch. And she's calling that Unscripted Brilliance the Podmatch edition, because she also interviewed the founder of Podmatch, and she absolutely loves that platform. So she's now working on Volume 3. I don't know how she's going to pick which episodes or which guests she wants, but that just gives you an idea of how to pick from all of those guests and all of those episodes, or perhaps be more intentional moving forward. What are all these guests going to have in common? And another option could be the best of collection. Which are your most downloaded or your most shared or your most impactful? Turn those into your greatest hits book. The point is you have many, many options when you're podcasting and you have tons of episodes out there. Your content is flexible, and don't let the fear of perfect structure stop you from starting. Now, let's talk about presentations and summit talks. Have you ever organized or have you ever spoken at a conference or a virtual summit or perhaps a training event? Well, if so, you already have book content. We have worked with people who spoke at events like SWOT and Order and the Podcasting for Business Conference, where after the summit, the organizers took the recording, took the full recording, and then cut the 9-hour recording into different individual presentations. So in other words, each presentation was its own audio, so that each presentation would become a chapter. So the easiest way to explain it is we broke a very large 9-hour file, and if it was 2 days, it was 18 total hours, and we ended up with 18 30-minute or 45-minute audio files. And then each one was uploaded either to a podcast, in the case of SWOT and Order, or to a custom RSS feed that was just for this purpose. And as long as the audio format is uploaded into a platform that has an RSS feed, Pod2Book AI can process it just like it can any podcast episode. And the coolest part is that you can combine multiple presentations into a single book. Or perhaps if you're the speaker and you have collected all of the audios of the presentations that you've done, or that you've spoken at this past year, boom, there's your book right there. Now, here's one people don't think about often, and it's extremely easy. It's voice memos. You know, those random thoughts that you just pick up and record on your phone, maybe when you're walking around the house, or perhaps even right now, on my voice recording. Sometimes you can just record while you're driving, you know, whether it be to a client meeting and you get that breakthrough idea, or maybe you're on a walk and you start processing something that you want to teach and you grab your phone, you open up the memo and you dictate it so that you don't lose the thought, or you park it, like I say in my book, Momentum, Daily Practices to Build Your Business and Thrive. You park those thoughts so that you can come back to them at the right time. Well, those voice memos, those are book content as well. We've had authors who have recorded themselves, just like I am right now, answering questions that their clients always ask. You can set up 20 questions, hit record, and just start talking. And before you know it, 30 minutes later, you have raw material for not just one, but multiple chapters. So here's how this works. You record the voice memo, you upload it to your computer, and then you need to upload it. So you can upload it to a custom RSS feed. Have to make sure it's in an audio file, and then you can process it through Pod2Book AI. The beauty of it is that it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be polished. Listen to how I'm talking to you right now. It just has to be you sharing your expertise in your own words. Another way that I've seen clients get these audio files is Zoom recordings. If you run webinars, master classes, a client session, a group coaching call, or a workshop, you can download those recordings and turn them into book chapters. One of my clients has 25 years worth of recorded sessions. I said, well, we can't turn them all into a book, but for your first book, why don't you select, I mean, we're talking 25 years. Why don't you select the top 15 that come to mind that were either breakthrough sessions or for some reason or another, they've stuck to your mind. Just write those names down or remember the sessions, and then try and make sure that each session you solved a different problem, so that in this book, you're giving examples of different breakthroughs that you've had in your coaching. So the process is simple. You download the video file from Zoom, and then you convert it to audio. Or when I record on Zoom, I get two files. I get the audio file, and I get the video file. Same with webinars. If you've done any kind of launch event, a free training, a workshop series, all of that is book materials. So here's what you can do right now. Pause. You can pause the episode if you're listening, or you can continue reading, but take inventory and ask yourself these questions. If you have a podcast, do you have a podcast? How many episodes do you have? Which are your most memorable? Which have the most downloads? Ask yourself, have I spoken at any events, summits, or conferences? Do I have Zoom recordings of workshops, webinars, coaching calls? Could even be sales calls if you want to analyze your sales calls. Or do I have any voice memos on my phone where I'm sharing ideas? If you have answered yes to any of those questions, you have book material. And you're not starting from scratch. You're repurposing what you've already started. You have, you're sitting on a gold mine, a vault of wisdom that you've already created. The question is, are you ready to start? And if you are, I want to explain a bit of what Pod2Book AI does and what it does differently. Pod2Book AI is an AI-powered software that I built after I found myself sitting on tons of audio files, whether they were videos, recordings, speeches, podcasts, interviews or conversations I've recorded with my family. And I've been wanting to write a book. So when I tried transcribing some of these audios, it was still a very lengthy process. It still meant I had to upload the audio, get the transcription, clean the transcription, and then write it so that it flowed in a narrative form, in a story form, and read like a book. So Pod2Book isn't transcription. That's just the first step. Once it takes the transcription, it transforms it. So let me give you an example. Most transcription services will give you a script that looks like this. So today I want to talk about like the importance of mindset and so there was this one time when I was like really struggling with and then you're looking at that transcript and you're like, great, now I have to turn that into something that's readable. So Pontu Book doesn't just transcribe. It transforms. It takes your spoken words and it restructures them into a narrative prose. It removes the filler words. It creates paragraphs. It pulls out key quotes. It organizes the content into a beautiful chapter format with flow, with structure, with readability. So you're not getting a transcript. You're getting a manuscript. And once you have that manuscript, you own 100% of your content. You can then proofread it, you can edit it, and then you can publish it. You can sell it. You can offer it as a free download, as a lead magnet. You're repurposing a lot of what you've already have. Pontu Book is a tool. That will save you many, 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 many hours of time. So the tool is here. Your voice is the draft. Now it's time to turn that into a book. Your spoken content, whether it's in podcast presentations, voice memos, or Zoom recordings, is a gold mine. You've already created the material for your book. You just haven't called it that yet. And you can organize your content in many different ways. In chapter six, we're going to walk through exactly how the software works, what to prep before you use it, and what it does and it doesn't do for you. This is where it all starts to come together. Until next time, keep speaking your truth. Your voice was always the point.